We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Foundational Truths, Eternal Judgment. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Hebrews 6, 1-2. Therefore, we must progress beyond the elementary instructions about Christ and move on to maturity, not laying this foundation again, repentance from dead works and faith in God, teaching about baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. I have just read from the New English Translation. Sean was in prison when he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. He had committed so many crimes that he had lost count. Ironically, the crime that landed him in jail was one of the least of his offences. Deep within, he knew that if even half of what he had done were uncovered, he would have faced a much longer sentence. After giving his life to Christ, Sean came to a sobering realisation. Although people may escape human justice, no one can escape the judgment of God. He understood that a time has been appointed for God's eternal judgment. This understanding deepened his gratitude and commitment to the Lord Jesus, because he knew that only through the substitutionary work of Christ could he escape God's eternal punishment for his many sins. Just as he had once stood before a human judge, he knew that everyone would one day stand before eternity's holy judge, from whom nothing can be hidden. When Sean was eventually released from prison, this awareness of God's eternal judgment transformed the way he lived. He no longer felt the need to take vengeance into his own hands. He understood that every person would stand before God's judgment throne and that no one would escape it. See Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. The doctrine of eternal judgment teaches us that God will bring every deed into judgment, including every secret thing. While people may evade human courts, no one can evade God's eternal judgment. A sound understanding of this truth gives believers the right perspective for living and dealing with others in this present world. Go into today with the assurance that if you have repented of your sins and are abiding in Christ, you will not be condemned on the day of judgment. Prayer. Lord, help me to live a life that glorifies you in all things. Help me not to live in any way that would cause me shame when I stand before your judgment throne. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me. Wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 23-24. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.